Well, as we wait for the trial to come to order, I'm joined on the telephone by Craig Holman. He is the Public Citizens Government Affairs Lobbyist. He is an expert on ethics, lobbying, and campaign finance rules. Craig Holman, thank you for your time.
Glad to be here, Mitch.
Do you think, now, at the end of last week, a lot of the speculation, and this is all speculation, people trying to read the tea leaves, that it was looking like the Democrats were going to have a hard road ahead of them to get four Republicans to come on over to their side and vote for witnesses in this trial. Do you think this revelation about John Bolton's memoir changes that equation?
This revelation has changed everything. I had no doubts that that Democrats weren't going to be able to get four Republicans to switch over to call for witnesses on Friday. But now this revelation just changes the whole scene here. We just had the White House General Counsel Cipollone spend Saturday defending Trump, claiming there was no evidence of a quid pro quo of withholding military aid in order to essentially blackmail Ukraine into doing an investigation into the Bidens. Now, last night, revelations do break that John Bolton has written a book called The Room Where It Happened, and that in that book, he documents that Trump was flat out honest with them, saying, we are withholding this military aid in order to get an investigation of the Bidens. So that just throws everything up in the air here. Romney is already out there saying this is strong evidence for calling for witnesses. So we'll see what's going to happen on Friday.
But they'll need more than Romney. They'll need four Republicans to support witnesses if all Democrats stay strong. Craig Holman, do you worry about what John Bolton's testimony may mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that he would actually testify here on the Senate floor in this trial. It could be just a taped deposition. Doesn't necessarily even have to be a taped deposition. The depositions in the House of Representatives weren't videotaped. And then also there's the possibility that they just have him testify in a classified setting if he does testify.
Yes, all those are possibilities. However, if there are four Republicans that are going to flip over and say this is evidence that the Senate needs to hear, it's in all likelihood going to be a deposition that is going to be recorded, so the Senate can hear the evidence, as opposed to being just classified. That is what I would expect. If it is done in a fashion in which the evidence, it never reaches the public eye, then the public can feel appropriately that perhaps this trial is rigged, and if they do not end up convicting Donald Trump, that would not exonerate Donald Trump. If this trial is all staged and rigged in favor of Trump, and to the point where they're even going to exclude hardcore evidence, that won't go well for Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans. This really puts Mitch McConnell in a bind.
Our time is short, Craig. Chief Justice John Roberts is now entering the chamber. They're going to do the morning prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, which we will not broadcast. Rather talk to you as they do that. But it means we're probably down to our last 90 seconds or so. I think we're going to hear a lot about Hunter Biden today from Trump's defense team. At least that is what has been advertised. Look, you're with Public Citizen. This is one of the, you know, the country's great public watchdog, government watchdog groups. Would it be appropriate? Should we hear from Hunter Biden? Should we know more about how Hunter Biden got on this board of Burisma as his dad was vice president?
Well, I'll leave that up to the Senate to decide. Quite frankly, I think the news about Biden is a distraction from what really happened. We really should be focused on whether the president of the United States essentially used blackmail to try to force foreign intervention in American elections. That's the real issue. But I'll leave it up to the Senate to decide.
And one last thing. Again, I said in my introduction that the House... that the defense team for Donald Trump is saying that the subpoenas that were sent out in the House inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, were invalid because they initially, I mean, it took them 5 weeks to even have a vote from Congress to authorize such an investigation, that all we had was an announcement from Nancy Pelosi that there was an investigation, but that there was never an actual vote for an impeachment inquiry. Hence, it was invalid and the subpoenas were invalid. But then Gerald Nadler, I heard him explain and get into this detail on Saturday in the press conference, say, and I thought this was interesting, and we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about this, but I want to get your perspective quickly, say that what happens at the beginning of each congressional session, every 2 years, they approve rules of how Congress is going to run. And within those rules, it gives committees the ability to subpoena people. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and these are legitimate subpoena powers. I want to emphasize something that you touched upon. Now we're going to see the Trump defense start getting into the constitutional technical details. That's what Alan Dershowitz specializes in. So I don't think we're going to hear him say much more. There isn't evidence that there was a quid pro quo or a blackmail going on. We're going to start getting in the weeds of technicalities, and that's what I'm expecting to watch as it begins here.
Craig Holman has been our guest. He's public citizens, government affairs lobbyist. He's an expert on ethics, lobbying, and campaign finance rules. Craig Holman, we hope to chat with you again soon. I thank you for taking time today.
It's a pleasure, Mitch. Take care.